Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining me now is Josh Vernier, Royals insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Follow him on Twitter at JoshVernier610, the original host of the Wendy's Big Show back in the day with Gary Ellerson, myself, and Leroy Butler. Josh, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Spark. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I don't know if I want to say I'm surprised by your Royals to this point, because you guys did a lot in the offseason hoping to get to this point, being five games over 500. I am happy to see Bobby Witt kind of take his game to an MVP-type level, however, this year, the young shortstop.
Yeah, Bobby's doing that. Salvador Perez, who's less than a week away from his 34th birthday, is making a run at the Triple Crown in the first month of the season. Now, I think you should be somewhat surprised, especially since they're five games above 500 and we're just entering the month of May. Had they ended the season five games above 500, no, that wouldn't have surprised anyone. But to hit the ground running and performing as well as they have, I do think that's surprising because of the way that it's being done. It's classic Royals baseball, in my opinion. It's elite pitching. They have a rotation that has the fifth best ERA right now in Major League Baseball. Elite base running. The statistics say they're the second best base running unit in the sport. And then defensively, they rank at the top of defensive runs saved and they're top five according to most defensive metrics. And to me, those are the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball. I don't care how much money the Dodgers and the Yankees and the big market teams spend. If you have elite pitching, defense, and team speed, that levels all playing fields. It's the great equalizer. That's how they've won more than not this season. That's why they sit five games above 500. The offense is middle of the road as a whole. 15th in OPS, bottom half of the league when you dive into the nerdy numbers. Yeah, outside of Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, who, yes, are having MVP starts to the season, it's a middle-of-the-road offense. This is a old-school pitching, defense, and base-running ball club right now.
And thankfully, I have both on my fantasy team. Let's talk a little bit about base stealing because, you make these bases bigger. You change the rules for disengagements for the pitcher. You can only go over there so many times. Everything meant to increase base stealing. Well, it's definitely helped the Brewers. The Brewers definitely are stealing bases at a pretty good clip right now and running more than they've ever ran under Craig Counsell when he was the manager. Now with Pat Murphy and a lot younger team at that, they're running a lot. How has Salvador Perez been dealing with throwing out runners so far this year?
He's always been pretty solid. But again, like you're mentioning, the advantage has been so tilted towards the runner. If you're catching them north of 50% of the time, I think you're doing a pretty good job. Even if you're coming near 50% of the time this early into the season, you're doing a real good job. But defensively, especially receiving and framing, Salvi's as good as he's ever been. That was one of the knocks for a majority of his 12-year career. One of the knocks has been his inability to hit for average and his inability to help the pitching staff out and become a better receiver. Now Salvi has the third best batting average in the American League, and he ranks top five in the junior circuit when it comes to framing metrics. Freddie Fermin, the backup catcher for this team, not much drop off when it comes to the arm. But shoot, man, I got a firsthand view of that Brewers running ball club in spring training. I don't know if it was discussed dating back then, but it was taking us all aback the way the aggressiveness in which Pat Murphy's team was playing, even in spring training. So it's no surprise that you start there. No surprise that they've carried into the regular season. Look, Salvi's good, but if the Brewers are getting the breaks that we've seen for majority of the season, the onus to me is more on the pitcher. To me, it's more on Cole Reagans tonight and Seth Lugo and Brady Singer moving forward. Because if you're leaving it up to the catcher in today's game, that base is going to be stolen 80% of the time.
I mean, Verdner, in the Moneyball era that everybody likes to have, Grandpa Ken Maka back when he was managing the Brewers, ain't nobody running anywhere. We're playing station to station. We're not giving away outs, possibly stealing bases. And Pat Murphy takes over this team. And again, he's been the bench coach for Council forever. And he's like, to heck with it. And I don't know if it's his call. I don't know if it's Matt Arnold's call, the new GM that took over for David Stearns, or who made the decision. But I mean, earlier in the season, they did something I've never seen in pro baseball. They ran a fake steal from first to second and got the runner to score from third on a fake steal. And the guy scampered back to first base on a fake steal. You don't see that type of stuff in baseball.
We saw that actually in Kansas City back when they were going to back-to-back World Series championships. The Ned Yost ball clubs in 2014 and 2015. That team was led by a middle-of-the-road, bottom-half offense, but elite bullpen, elite defense, and elite team speed. And, Spark, when you look at this Brewers team right now, would you say that those three facets of the game are elite for Milwaukee? Because if that's the case, there's no surprise you're in first place.
My concern for this Brewers team, Vernier, is, and because I've been spoiled, I understand. But when you go from Burns, Woodruff, and Peralta to Peralta, Ray, and good luck finding another one, I'm concerned. Wade Miley, going down for the year, absolutely ripped my heart out, because that was the closest thing you had to a real number two at this point, and not even a number two in a playoff rotation, just to get through the regular season.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know how they survive with the starting pitching they have. Yes, their bullpen can be very good, but that bullpen's going to get burnt out if your starting pitching can't get through 5 to 6 innings.
Yeah, you sound a lot like the Cleveland Guardians, to be quite honest. As they've lost Shane Bieber, now Stephen Kwan goes out, it does seem as if they're trying to win with smoke and mirrors, right? But the thing that Cleveland does that I think Pat Murphy has a chance to do pretty well in Milwaukee is to get all 13 position players to play their part, to get excited about their role in the offense, on the team, and what they bring to the ballpark to help you win. Council may be one of the best at that. I think Tito Francona is the greatest I've seen at that, to get all 13 in the clubhouse to pull on the same end of the rope. If you can get that from your position players, where you just need everyone to do their job, with a strong bullpen, a decent rotation, strong defense, and strong base running, in that division, there's no reason why the Brewers shouldn't be there at the end.
Talking with Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, one of the original hosts of the big show back in the day. What about manager and coaches in Kansas City? How does this stack up versus others you've had?
Yeah, Matt Quatrero, the longtime bench coach with the Tampa Bay Rays before that, was a hitting coach for Tito Francona in Cleveland. He's a very, deadpan, pragmatic dude. You're not going to get very elaborate answers. You're not going to get him to analyze anything. It's very straightforward.
So you're that sucks for you then. That's going to be a long season. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't really get a lot of flowery answers, but what you do get is an aggressive style of managing, and it goes in line with an aggressive offseason from this organization, from spending $100 million in free agency to locking Bobby Witt Jr.'s age 20 seasons up this offseason to even in spring training. Instead of giving the final spot in the rotation to a veteran, they went with the rookie. They give the young guy the opening day start, the way that they've utilized their bullpen, their bench. It's all been very aggressive, utilizing all 26 guys on the roster, pinch hitting a lot, pinch running a lot. And listen, when you're in a market like Kansas City, you need to win in the margins. You can't, like we just talked about, you can't sit back and wait for that 3-run home run. You got to be able to manufacture runs, especially when you have an offense that is so middle of the road right now. So I'm a fan of this coaching staff. I like the way that they approach the game. I like the way that they've developed pitchers. Not many people do it better than Milwaukee and Cleveland and Tampa, but that's kind of the copy. That's what Kansas City's trying to emulate, is one of those self-sustaining organizations that more times than not can find another pitching prospect in its system somewhere.
I have to ask you about your stadium issue that y'all got going on for the Chiefs and the Royals. I don't really quite understand why anybody would vote down anything concerning the Kansas City Chiefs at this point. I'm really struggling with that fact. The Royals, fine. Maybe it hasn't been that great lately. The Chiefs, I really don't understand. So please do help explain to us here in Milwaukee what in the world is going on, why they're rejecting things.
It was a pretty poor rollout from the beginning. At first, it was debated between two sites downtown, and then 2 weeks before the, maybe a month before the vote, they bring up a totally new spot in downtown Kansas City for the stadium, one that doesn't make sense, one that doesn't have the infrastructure in place. So that was off-putting. The Chiefs really stayed in the background and let the Royals take all the slings and arrows from politicians and constituents. And then when the Chiefs came out with their renovations to Arrowhead, it was widely panned because really all they did was put in a VIP section right behind the end zones. And, you know, the average Chiefs fan is never going to see that VIP end zone entrance. So why do we care about that? Honestly, it makes me think that the Chiefs never wanted this to pass, that the Chiefs want it out of this deal that they have right now with the Royals, where the two share a complex until 2030. So now the Chiefs CEO has announced we're going to go our separate ways. If I'm making a prediction, I still think the Royals end up with a new stadium in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. And I think the Chiefs end up with a new stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. So a new Arrowhead, I think, will be in Kansas City, Kansas in the next half decade. And the Royals are getting a new stadium, whether it's in downtown Missouri, downtown Kansas, Nashville. They're getting a new stadium. I can't imagine them leaving. So if I was going to place a bet, they still end up in downtown Kansas City. It's just going to take another vote.
I think Nashville's getting somebody at some point. I don't know when, but they've been hot to trot here for a while to get a team. I just, with as much as Nashville is exploding from a population standpoint and so forth, and the money that's rolling into Nashville, you got to think they get a team. I hope the Royals don't leave. That would suck. That would not be good. And then does that? But wait, hold on. Does that mean you would get to move to Nashville then?
They're not going to Nashville.
I could drive. That's like 9 hours. I could get to Nashville. That'd be all right.
Yeah, and Nashville's a great time. I would go if that happened. But I don't think it's going to happen. I do believe that the ties that the ownership group has to Kansas City will serve the citizens well. It will keep the team in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. But Nashville, I think, can get a team. I think baseball could expand, add two more teams. I don't know if that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, I don't think so. I agree with you. Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Follow him on Twitter at JoshVernier610. Vern, thanks so much for coming on, dude. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Take care. There he is, Josh Vernier. Yeah, man, that dude is a good dude, and he left here to go to Kansas City back in the day to kind of mimic what we did here, like with a big show. That failed. And then they came to him and said, hey, you want to be a Royals insider? Because the guy that was the Royals insider ended up becoming the voice of the Rays in Tampa Bay. So Vern said, oh, yeah, okay, sure, sounds good. And he's been doing it ever since and does a great, great job. And baseball's like his first love. So, I mean, from that perspective, you can't get a better job if baseball is your first love and you get to cover a team. And, you know, for spring training, he's in Arizona for, what, a month and a half? Shacked up in an apartment, whatever the case may be, just hanging out, enjoying the warm weather while, you know, it's probably not as warm in Kansas City and so forth. I mean, there are a lot of perks to covering a team, no question about that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.